Hello, friends. Welcome to Turtle Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Turtle Power. I'm your host, Turtle Power. This is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way, and we're going to play Hero Survival. It's another Vampire Survivors inspired game. But I'm kind of interested in these. I'm so interested in games inspired by games. Specifically right now, games inspired by Vampire Survivors, because Vampire Survivors itself was not a wholly original idea, and I think the creator of it has been pretty open about it. Although I have not yet watched the documentary about the making of the game. Perhaps I will do that after listening to this episode, and then feel dumb about this introduction. But it's interesting, because it popped off. And then, of course, Watermelon Game right now is popping off, and it as well is, like, not a wholly original idea, but it happens to be the one that worked. And it's had, like, 2 million sales on the eShop, I think? At $3 a piece. It's a cheap game, but 2 million sales is a lot of sales. So anyway, Hero Survival. I got this key from Keymailer. Thank you. I believe it's from Sometimes You. Was kind enough to share it with me. The options are music, sound effects, and language. We'll just hit start game. Hero Survival. We've got a drawing of a guy saying dot, dot, dot. And then in the background, we can see pixel art of that same guy, presumably, standing in a field next to some sort of obelisk with what appears to be a gun next to them.
Where am I? Am I still dreaming?
And now we've got a drawing of a very, a guy who's a lot. He's an elderly gentleman with a Van Dyke mustache and beard combo and a curly hair that kind of looks like a barrister's wig, but not quite that extreme. And he has a cravat around his neck with a clock on it, except for it looks like there may be several clocks actually branching off from that clock. And he has yellow eyes with clocks for irises, and he's got very arch, angry eyebrows and a manic grin. And he says,
"Hello there, Pone Master 69.
And no, you are not asleep. You are in the domain of the Time Lord. That is me." Excuse me. Pone Lord 69 says,
"What did you call me? Pone Master 69?
Yeah, that's your name, isn't it? A great warrior, victor over countless of his enemies."
"Dude, that's just my nickname."
"Nickname? I don't know what a nickname is."
"Long story short, you're now in my domain, great warrior.
Show me your skills and maybe you'll be free."
"What? What do you want from me?"
"I want you to fight! But don't worry, you're not alone. There will be other great warriors with you, so you won't get bored. Now show me what you're capable of." Alright, we can move around now. Oh, the gun is not near me. It's just, I just have a gun. Whoa, okay. So the gun is a floating gun, and it shoots itself. As I move around, there's skeleton guys, there's Frankensteins, there's pumpkins with witches' hats. And they're all just getting shot at by my gun. It shoots on its own. It does reload every few shots. I've got 3 upgrades available to me now. I can choose Bomber. Bomber uses explosives to thin enemy hordes. Upon death, the enemy will leave behind a bomb that deals 30% damage. Gunslinger completely relies on his gun. Each shot has 30% chance to shoot through the enemy. After the first shot, it will be reduced by 25 to 50%. And Cryomancer uses the power of the elements against his enemies. Each shot has a 30% chance to freeze an enemy for 3 seconds. I like that one. We're going to do Cryomancer. Freezing some enemies. Here we go. Could this possibly be saying I'm at 50 out of 2,000? Oh, okay. I just got, like, 175 experience for one kill. Oh, okay. We get a level up now. So now we have 4 upgrades we can choose from, and we see stats off to the side. So maybe I was just choosing, like, a class at the start there. The things I can choose now are Charm 2, Double Barreled, Molotov Cocktail 3, or Adventurer's Whip 1. Molotov Cocktail does plus 4 and minus 8 crit chance. Is that actually going to pick up a Molotov Cocktail? Charm 2 does gun rate plus 6, damage plus 3. Now we're gonna take the Molotov Cocktail and see what that does. So we still only have our gun floating above us. Are we gonna see like a Molotov Cocktail fly out, or is that maybe it was just a stats thing? Interesting. So would the Adventurer's Whip have just been a stats thing, or does it add a whip?
You've got to be able to let me add more weapons, right? This game is relentless in the amount of enemies it pours at you. Even right away, I'm already having to, like, dip and weave around some foes. There's a lot of boys in this this pleasant forest with red, yellow, and blue trees around. And all those boys are monsters who want to kill me. What do I see? I've got headless suits of armor. I think that's a new one. They're straight up ghosts. Like woo type, like woo, like sheep type ghosts. There's, I think, what are little werewolves, maybe? Okay, now I can choose freeze 1. Enhances the chance to freeze an enemy. Rage 3. Increases damage by 8 till next level up. Or improved reflexes, which increases crit chance by 15% till the next level up. I'm going to do the chance to freeze enemies, because that's the only one that seems to be a permanent upgrade. Okay, everybody runs away again. So is this time-based that now I get the choice of 4 to choose from? Okay, this time I have Adventurer Whip 1, Adventurer Whip 1, Ring 1, or Dachstake 1. I'm going to choose the Whip 1 and see if that adds a whip for me. Oh, I see at the top now there's a timer going. So that's presumably when everyone's going to run away. That's like my stages. And after each stage, I think, is when I get a pick from a set of 4 upgrades. And then on the right is my XP bar. And when I kill enough guys, then I get to choose from 3 upgrades. But there are different kind of upgrades. Not entirely sure what's happening there. Got a coin. It said 10 when I picked up the coin. I assume that's going to be to unlock some truly permanent upgrades. Okay, I've leveled up. Cryostasis 1 extends the time enemies will be frozen. Freeze 2 enhance the chance to freeze. Or Gift of Midas, increase greed by 30% till next level up. It's got a stack of gold coins. We're going to choose freeze 2. Increase the chance to freeze even more. I'm at about half health. I'm at 30 out of 75 health, which does make me a little bit worried about survivability here. I may not be making it the 43 seconds to the next level. Well, okay. Maybe I will. Things are going okay right now. Just doing big loops. This is definitely a finite stage. So right now I'm in the top right corner. I'm heading down. And there's the bottom left corner. Or I'm sorry, the bottom right corner. Now I'm heading left. And that's the bottom left corner. So not a very big arena that you're moving around. And moving in a circle just kind of close to the edges does seem to be working pretty well for me in terms of avoiding getting hit. I'm still at 30 health. And I'm about to finish this level. There we go. Everyone runs away. And I get to choose Cross 1 9mm SMG. Damage 3 to 5, range 125, reload speed 0.75, crit chance 0. Or double barreled. I'm going to do double barrels. Surely this is going to change my gun. Oh, okay. So I have, I click double barreled, and now I have 4 slots around my character. So my pistol's in the top left. I'm going to put my shotgun in the bottom right. Yeah, now I got 2 guns floating around me. Okay. So you have 4 weapon slots that you can choose from, it seems. And I'm guessing it's going to be only guns that are my weapons, because I think, did I pick a whip? I think I picked a whip, and it didn't do anything. So I think it's going to be all projectiles. Boy, this shotgun's just aiming at a lot of people and not actually shooting. Why is my shotgun not shooting anything? I know I saw it do at least 1 shot. Why? I don't understand. Increased chance to freeze even more. Okay, my shotgun just shot. I think the shotgun just takes a very long time to shoot. I am regretting choosing it. Because it may... I think it's basically taking things out in 1 hit. But its 1 hit is so infrequent that it's causing me problems. I got 56 seconds left till I finish this stage. And a long ways to level up. So I don't think I'm going to get any perks before I finish this stage. I think it's just avoid is my strategy right now. I think I get the experience as soon as somebody dies. I don't think I have to pick up the XP. I do have to pick up the coins. I see. Up in the top left under my health is where my coins are listed. So I'm at 166 coins. But yeah, experience just seems to happen when you kill an enemy, so you don't have to worry about picking it up. Which I'm not sure how I feel about that, because in Vampire Survivors, it is very frustrating when you defeat an enemy and their XP gem is, like, still in the horde. But that also makes for some, like, fun, really intense moments when you, like, manage to clear a path and run in and pick up a bunch of XP all at once. So that is a little weird. I do like the look of this. The pixel art is really nice. My character's got a nice thick outline around them, and the enemies do as well. That makes them very visible. Oh, okay, we finished it. All right, we can pick a cross, a submachine gun, a cross, or an adventurer hat. Adventurer hat increases damage and dodge, but decreases gun rate. I want to pick submachine gun one. Reroll zero? Oh, I rerolled. Oh, I don't like what I got. Adventurer Whip 1, Adventurer Whip 1, Cross 2, and Warlock Skull 1. I'm going to do one of the Adventurer Whips gives me gun rate plus 4. We're going to do that. I think that's 4%, so not a huge difference, but what with this shotgun? I should have just taken that submachine gun. That's what I was eyeing. Would have been better for me. Okay. We've lost the music. Oh, it's coming back in. Okay. Oh, no, I'm down to 10 health. I think each time I get hit, I take 5 health. Why not just make it... Why not divide the health by 5? I'd be fine with that. My 80 health would become 16 hits. I'd be okay with that. Unless maybe different enemies do different amounts of damage. Oh, okay. I leveled up. I can choose Cryostasis, Regeneration... or Rage. Regeneration, healed by 15. That's absolutely what we're going to take, because I was down to 5 health. I'd like to get myself a submachine gun at the end of this stage. Oh my gosh, there's 100 seconds still left on this level. So the levels must get longer as you go. Oh, there's a 5, a skull with a 5 next to it, next to the timer. I bet that's telling me that I'm on level 5. That makes sense. What was that sound effect? Oh, I picked up a coin. Just didn't see it. Okay. Still just doing rounds. Still mostly avoiding stuff. Up to 359 gold I've picked up now. That's exciting. Oh, I got hit somewhere in there. I'm at 15 health. What was it? 20. And then I got hit. I'm probably going to die on the next stage, whether I try to or not, but I may just let myself die so that I can see what the meta progression looks like here in this first impressions look. I will say one thing I wish this did, when you either, like when the stage ends, you get all the monsters run away, which is at least some kind of a cool effect, but man, like a big part of what makes Vampire Survivors work is how exciting it is when you level up, just the sound effects and the like flashing lights when you get that bonus level up and stuff, all that is so good, and so far in this game, when I've leveled up, it's just been like, oh, I leveled up, oh, like just then, that was the end of the level, I wish it counted down to the end of the level. Submachine gun 2, we're gonna put in the bottom left. Alright. Now we got 3 guns. Yeah. Oh yeah, submachine gun's where it's at. Oh, hey, if you get this game, don't pick the shotgun. Get the submachine gun all day. Oh, that's fun. Okay, I'm gonna let myself die. Here we go. Alright, you died. Wave 6, enemies killed 235, XP gained a lot. Coins collected 351. We're going to go to main menu and start game. Ah, okay, here. So, ooh, it looks like there's a lot of stuff to unlock. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other characters that are locked. We've got John, who appears to be Rambo. Abe, who is, of course, Abe Lincoln. Ford, who is Indiana Jones. Torquemada. Who's a guy in a red cloak. I don't know who he's supposed to be. And then Stoker, who is presumably a vampire or vampire hunter. And then on the right-hand side, we have stuff to unlock as well that I'm guessing are starting weapons. But The cheapest one is 3,000 gold, and I do not have that. I don't actually know how much gold I have, because on this page, where it shows you the things that you can buy, it does not tell you... Oh, there's how much gold I have. Top right, very small. I only have 350 gold. So the next character is 5,000 gold, and the next weapon is 3,000 gold. So I am a long ways from that. We're not going to get to either anytime soon. Looks like there are other stages. I'm in the green zone. There's also Graveyard, Snowfield, and Hot Sands. But on each of them, it says to unlock stage, beat the devil at previous stage. So I don't know how I get to the devil, but that's apparently what I have to do. Yeah, this is Hero Survival. It seems like a pretty good one of these. I am not happy about the unlocks, because I really like in Vampire Survivor that you can unlock minor things that really change up the gameplay experience. This one, it's clearly pretty big unlocks, and like I said, I am 10% of the way to the first unlock after 15 minutes. And that's pretty slow for this sort of game. Thanks for listening, friends. Thank you to Key Miller and to Sometimes You for sending me a copy of Hero Survival to check out. And until next time, friends, tepe and hope for the best.
The Power Playthroughs podcast is part of the We Can Make This Work Probably podcast network and Geek2Geek Media. Visit TroidalPower.com to find more of my nonsense, links to both networks, and the Patreon where you can support the show.